Welcome back. We are up to Perek Bey's Mishnah Vav, Chapter 2, Mishnah 6 of Maseches Trumos. The Mishnah continues to give different examples of produce that would be prohibited to separate from one for the other. Says the Mishnah, V'tormen zesei shemen al zesei kevesh, that one is allowed to separate oil olives, which are literally olives that have a high enough oil content that we use them to produce oil. So one can separate these olives as truma for what we call pickling olives, olives that don't have so much oil in it, which usually they're pickled, reserve them for to be eaten later. So because the oil olives taste better than the pickling olives, so you can separate the more delicious stuff for the less delicious stuff for that truma. But one can't separate pickling olives as truma for oil olives, because again, you can't do something less delicious for something that is more delicious. But one is allowed to designate wine that is not cooked as truma for wine that is cooked, because uncooked wine tastes better. So the same idea over here. But you can't separate cooked wine as truma for uncooked wine. With all of that said, the Mishnah gives the whole general rule now. Zeh haklal, this is the rule. Kol shehu kilayim b'chaveru, any two items that are going to be kilayim with each other, meaning if you plant these two items together, there's going to be a prohibition of kilayim because they're different species that you're planting together. So lo yisrum mizeh al zeh, one can separate truma from one for the other. V'afilu min hayafeh al hara, even if one of them tastes better, you can't do it for the better type of fruit, is for the worst one if they're two different things, such that there will be a prohibition of kilayim if you plant them together. And any two different species of produce that are not kilayim with each other, meaning because they could be planted together, you can separate truma from the better one for the worst one, but you can't separate from the worst one for the better one. But if you did separate truma from the worst one for the better one, so then it is going to be considered a kosher truma, a valid truma, chutz min hazunin, except when you have the situation of something called darnel, which is a type of wheat that used to be used as like a bird seed. So this produce, if you use this and you separate from this for a more superior wheat, so that would not be considered truma she'inan yochel, because it's not human food. It's animal food, it's bird food, and only human food at the end of the day could be designated as truma. So even though b'di'evid, you can separate truma from the worst one for the better one on a b'di'evid levels. When it comes to darnel, you can't do it no matter what. And if you did it, it's nothing because it's animal food and it's not human food. And then continue. Use the Mishnah, when it comes to different types of cucumbers, the translation that's given is a regular cucumber and Kirby cucumbers, right? I always thought that the Kirby cucumbers were that name. Who knows exactly where that came from? Evidently, it goes back to the times of the Mishnah, at least. So the regular cucumber and the Kirby cucumber, they are one type of produce according to the Tanakhama, and so therefore you could take from the better one for the worse one. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shnei Minin. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that they're actually two different types of cucumber, and therefore you can't take from one for... There are two different types of produce, so you cannot take from one for the other. Then that is the conclusion of Perek Beis. Now moving forward to Perek Gimel, Chapter 3, Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah 1. So we begin with the conversation of Hatorim Kishos Finim Tseis Mara. Let's say you separated Truma, and in this case you separated a cucumber as Truma for other cucumbers, and then you found out that cucumber was bitter, it was spoiled. Avatiach Finim Tsa Saruach, or you separated a melon or a watermelon, whatever it might be, as Truma for other melons, and later you find out that it was actually spoiled when you did it. So Truma Viachzor Viestrum. So it is considered a kosher Truma, but you have to do it again, seemingly Midarabanan. Like an in-case thing.
If someone separates a barrel of wine as truma for other wine, and then it's found to be vinegar, the halacha is going to be as follows. If it's now known that the liquid in the barrel was already vinegar before you separated it as truma, so in a truma, so then it's not going to be considered a valid truma, because wine and vinegar are two totally different things. So if you knew it was vinegar, if you now know that it was vinegar before you even did it, then it's not kosher at all. You have to do it again 100%. But if you know that it became vinegar and it became soured only after you separated it as truma, so it's considered truma, and you're good to go. Im safik, but if you have no idea, if you're not sure when did it become vinegar, you don't know. So truma, it's considered a valid truma because it might have been wine when it was actually separated. V'yachzer v'yisrom, but nonetheless, he separates truma again because on the other hand, it might have been vinegar at that time as well. And so this is clearly safik d'oraisa l'chumra, since this is a Torah prohibition and a Torah law. So therefore, you kind of go stringently on either end. On the one hand, you assume that it is truma, so you have to give it the kedusha of truma. You have to treat it with the kedusha of truma. On the other hand, you assume it's not truma, so you have to do it again. Then says the Mishnah Harishona Ina Medama'as Bifnei Atzma, that in this previous case that we just had over here, so only one of these two trumas that you take is the real truma. Whether it's the in the Safik case, you took truma, and then you have to go again and take truma again. So Harishona Ina Medama'as Bifnei Atzma. So the first portion that falls in to ordinary produce by itself, it doesn't make the mixture meduma, right? Meduma is a mixture of truma and ordinary like produce, so it won't make it into a meduma. And so too, if you have a non-kohen who eats that first portion by mistake, so he doesn't, because he doesn't realize it's truma, so he's not obligated to pay the extra chomesh, the extra fifth when he pays back for eating it. And the same is true of the second barrel, that it won't make other produce meduma, and eating it does not carry the penalty of having to pay this extra chomesh, this extra fifth. By themselves individually, you would not have an issue, and you would not be obligated in these things because of the doubt of whether or not either one is truma. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Aleph in Perek Gimel. God willing, next time I'll continue with Mishnah Beis. Have a wonderful day.